We got a special guest today. Welcome to MLLH podcast. All right. So we got a special guest today. He is a Wyoming-based rapper as well. Last week, I also interviewed or just kind of, you know, got to know another Wyoming-based artist as well. He goes by Psychosis. But today in the building, we got Bone C. What's up, my guy?
What up, bro?
How are things going with you, man?
Fucking chilling, kicking back. I got a brew, taking some dabs, playing some Skater XO.
Oh, hell yeah. See, he knows how to play. Ooh, hell yeah. So tell the listeners a little bit about you, man. Where you come from, what inspired you to do music, where can people find your music?
Hell yeah, kinda, man. So, my name is Bone C. I come from Cheyenne, Wyoming, born and raised. This fucking place sucks, but we make some beautiful-ass music. Some of my inspirations, I started listening to, like, I've been a big, like, Tech N9ne fan most of my life, like ever since I was like 3 years old, pretty much. Like, and then
Tech, man, he's a real OG, man. He's a GOAT for
yeah,
sure.
He's a fucking GOAT. And then I think it was in like 2015, 2016, I was in like sophomore year, and I started getting into like Joey Badass and like starting digging into the East Coast style and shit.
Ooh, hell then, yeah.
Soon after that, I started picking up a pen myself and started just writing. So I got to give most of my props to like Joey Badass, Tech N9ne, and like Isaiah Rashad.
Shouts out to the OGs. So if these OGs of Tech N9ne and Joey Badass ever listen to this, shouts out to the GOATs out there. Hell yeah. So what's your views on the underground scene, man? Like, do you think underground should be like more mainstream, or like, do you just a total different vibe in its own?
I think it's kind of like a totally different vibe depending on where you are. Like, I like to put 307 music in like its own category. Like, if you go in like to like West Coast, you'll hear a different vibe. East Coast got a different vibe. But if you come to 307, like,
it's like a definitely different vibe.
That's like,
nobody, you know, I'm not gonna lie, man. So I'm gonna let the listeners know. So, you know, we actually did a track together. This was, I think Psychosis was talking about it on last week's episode as well.
Yeah, approaching the abyss.
Yes, sir. And, you know, I'm telling you, man, the talent aspect that's out there in the 307, and I lived out there for a while, man. I lived out there for about a good, you know, about a year and a half, 2 years I lived out there. And, you know, so, and hearing artists from that area, you know, and like being able, you know, because like you think about it, you know, you look at Wyoming at face value, you know, it's just a bunch of hicks, you know what I mean? So, but once you, you know, once you dig a little deeper though, you know, you realize that Wyoming has like an underground scene and there's actually shit bumping over there, you know, because I've seen some of your statuses and stuff on my research, you know, where you guys have opened up for pretty big name people down over there in Wyoming.
King ISO, DL Downer, RA the Rugged Man. That was a fun. Yeah. That was a fun show to perform for, because there was nobody at the fucking venue. There was like 20 people. We had like a private show to fucking RA the Rugged Man. We just, it was actually sick as fuck.
Oh, dude, that must have been so wild, dude. That must have been such a good opportunity for you, though,
dude,
huh?
That motherfucker punched me in the face, bro. It was lit.
Oh shit! Punched me in the face.
RA the Rugged Man. Yeah.
The stories to tell your grandchildren.
But
well, hell yeah, man.
I remember first time like reaching out to you. I think we were doing some me and Darren were putting a song on some Facebook thing or some shit, and
Brian Saunders. It was he was playing Unsigned Artist, and I think that's where we all officially met.
Yeah,
was on there.
Yeah, it was one of those, and like I forgot what it was, but we were commenting back and forth. We were like, yeah, this dude was like dope as fuck, and everybody was being like trashing on him or some shit, and then we just started fucking linking up, and then you guys made fucking Approaching the Abyss, and to me that's probably the one of the best songs to come out of 307 myself. Like,
you know, honestly, man, that song slaps, dude, and I still play it to this day. I mean, it is in my top 10, you know, and it plays daily.
Back.
It's one of the better tracks, you know, and like I said, though, the talent that's over there, you know, it's amazing to see you guys out there working and actually putting on a scene for your guys' estate, dude. And that's really cool. And I admire that because, you know, like Twin here, like where I'm at now, like Twin Falls, you know, doesn't really have much of a hip hop scene either, you know, but with the help of like Dart Productions and stuff like that. You know, they're actually
Shout out
like
to them,
Skilly
that'd be
Waves,
real.
like, yeah, you know, like Skilly Waves, you know, like the real OGs, like, you know, Mike Ill, Joey Bravo, you know, they put
Oh,
the
yeah.
scene here on the map over here, you know, and it's really dope to see all the hard work from especially local artists just getting their talent out there. And I'll also in my research, I seen you did a show yesterday.
Yeah.
Kind of, how was that, man? How was the first show of 2021? How was that?
Dude, so every Thursday we go to it's this bar called Dillinger's, and they have this open mic night. And usually kind of like open mic nights are kind of like just whack as fuck. But
Yeah.
like the first few nights, like I invited like all of my rapper homies and stuff, and we ended up just started killing it. So we just started coming back every Thursday. And like last Thursday or yesterday, we got it popping, bro. Like we had like a good like we can only fit like 50 people in there. We snuck like a few extra people. We had like 65, 70 people, bro.
Damn,
Yeah.
you guys packed that joint then.
Yeah. So it
Yeah.
was pretty fun. We had a lot of fucking dope ass artists.
Hell yeah. So is there any
Shout out
artists
Dillinger's.
out there? Yeah, is there any shout outs you want to do for to rep your state? What's up, man?
Shout out Young Frederick. He's a upcoming rapper. He's got a one song plenty, and we just got an interface, a new microphone, some head like a headphone and stuff. So we're gonna start recording and stuff. And then
Ooh,
Pocket the
yeah.
Prophet. There's X the Chef. He's a monster. James Green, Savage, that boy go hard, Ugly Boy. There's a lot of variety, bro. Like you can get
Hell
like
yeah.
there's a lot of rock artists, indie music. Like it's beautiful up here.
Yeah. And yeah, dude, that's fucking amazing. Shout out to all you guys out there putting on that scene, dude. And I admire that, you guys. And I hope to hear more from you guys, you know, like especially I see you guys be dropping a lot of content recently. And
Facts.
that's a good thing for your fans, man. You know, it's because you're staying consistent with that content and that's what the
Word.
fans need and that's what the fans want, you know. So and it's really awesome to see you guys sticking with it, dude. And you guys have came such a long ways since, you know, approaching the abyss, dude. And I'm really glad to see like the progression in this
Yeah,
and to
same
see
with
where you
you,
guys are
bro.
heading.
I motherfuckers probably don't ask you much. When did you start making music?
Oh man, so I've been doing music for 12 plus years, but I've like started
Shit.
recording, being like a recording artist like now since 2021, like 11 years ago,
Good shit.
being like a recording artist. And then but other than that, you know, I've always dabbled with music and stuff and didn't start taking it serious until like back in 2010.
Word. I was like
You
11
know,
years old. I didn't
yeah,
even
it is
rap
the start.
then, bro. You've been rapping longer than I've even had a pen in my hand, bro.
Damn, dude, I had a pen in the hand since I came out the womb,
Ah,
homie.
that's facts.
That's
Some
good.
people are
Loading
running to
bullets,
it.
you know, pow, then punchlines and shit. I was playing.
Facts.
So, what is your fate like? So, what does your musical taste look like? So, like, what does your musical taste range from?
I actually listen to a lot of like R&B. So like, well, kind of like a certain taste of R&B, like some like old school Twista.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Taking it old school, hell yeah.
Yeah, like 8 Ball, MMG, and recently I've been listening to a lot of Denzel Curry. That boy been going crazy, bro.
Definitely gonna have to send me a link to that because I never heard that
You never heard Denzel Curry before? All right.
guy. Nah.
And then there's this rock band. It's called a Vitalism, and they're kind of like a instrumental based band. There's like no
Oh
vocals,
yeah.
and that shit's just
I love those.
insane.
I
I
love those
don't really
guys.
know much about rock. I can't. I wish I could appreciate it more for what it is, but I just know it's sick as fuck.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah, man. And it's really crazy because like you know, it's like I haven't really done shows in like almost going on 2 years now, man, because you know this whole ever since like this whole COVID shit and then I went through like that midlife crisis, not mid, I'm not gonna say midlife crisis, but I was going through a crisis at the time.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
Yeah, you know, so I was going through a crisis and you know this has been really hard to like you know put out shows and shit like that, you know, stuff like that. And so hopefully here soon, I'm actually trying to work some strings to get some shows set up for this year. And I'm looking to bring, more out of state talent as well here. So definitely gonna be hitting up you and Psychosis and, definitely like Pocketbook, see if y'all come down here for a show and we get some shit set up.
You already know, boy. It's gonna
That's
get popping
goal
as
for this
fuck.
year. Yeah.
Dude, if
This
we
year
can
is
get
gonna
a
be popping.
live, if we can get Approaching the Abyss live, I would pay to see that shit.
Bro, that's
Dude,
like gotta be a night for history, bro. Like history
facts.
right there. But hell yeah, man. It's been really good, dude. Things have been all right here, but I want to know, do you have any rap beef going on?
Rap
Who
beef.
you
So,
beefing with?
I wasn't beefing with anybody for a while, but this one motherfucker just kind of popped up in the scene like a maybe like a couple months ago. I'm not gonna say names just out of respect.
Fair enough. Yeah.
This dude was kind of like talking to this girl that I was talking to, and like I knew she was kind of hoeing, but he didn't really know. He kind of got all butt hurt when he like found out that like I was fucking with her. And then this motherfucker,
Got all
yeah,
up
he and then he just
in.
started like he made this diss track on me, and it was like it was actually kind of decent, but the shit he was saying was like no facts at all. So I just didn't even want to even stoop down to that
You're like,
level. I'm not gonna go
you're
down
like,
to
I'm not
zero.
even going down there.
Yeah.
So, here you got this track with Psychosis called I Love Pussy. Want to tell us a little bit about that
Dude, that
one?
song is so awesome. So we were thinking about just like random song ideas and talking about cats, bro, because like I had a cat named Elsa at the time, and he had his cat Calvin, and we're just like, dude, we should make a song called I Love Pussy. And throughout the like if you go and listen to the whole song, the word pussy does not mean vagina except for one bar, and I spit that. And it was, I got three cats on me. That's more pussy than your smashing action, homie, or some shit like
Oh,
that. And,
still
well,
go hard in the paint.
I like to kind of get creative with my writings and don't, like, not everything has to be so serious. Like, you can just make some fun music sometimes. That's pretty much what that song's
Exactly, you
about.
know. Exactly. And that that's what music is, man. It's just an outlet, you get crazy with it, it's just it's a place you go and it touches people, man. Like so like no matter what you're feeling, like just music's a beautiful thing.
Facts.
I'm a big fan of music, not just because I'm an artist, but I've always been such a big fan of music. It just always
When's
soothes.
B Shook gonna feature with Bone C?
Oh man, whenever,
Hell
bro.
yeah, let's fucking I've been making some beats recently, so I'm gonna fucking send you some fucking
Ooh,
clean
you got
shit.
it. Oh, you better be sending me the
We're
bangers,
ready,
bro.
man.
Like, we're gonna make a banger for sure.
Hell yeah.
And everyone that's listening to this, like, this is literally history being written right now. Because when this track drops, I'm telling you what, dude, it is gonna be like take the world by storm. I'm telling you what.
Facts.
They don't even know. Like, they don't even know. Our fans don't even know what's coming.
And we're gonna be shaking them bones.
Oh, you already. Ah, dude. That's what the song should be called, Shaking
Fuck
Bones. Oh,
yeah.
man. That's great. That's facts right there. Sorry, man. My throat is like so dry. So I'm getting over a
No, you're
cold.
good. I'm a
And
little
like,
drunk at the moment, so.
hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm a little stoned. So, I mean, it's fair. It's even. We're even. And the listeners are probably listening, like, what the hell?
The hell are they talking
You know?
about? Like, we just doing our own shit, bro. Don't worry about it.
They're not yet on our, they're just not on our level yet. this is a rock star lifestyle. So do you have pets? So I mean you mentioned you had a have a cat. Do you still have that
I
cat
actually
or
don't have that cat anymore. Funny story, that cat had had some babies, and those babies ended up having babies. So that's kind of
whoa,
who I'm that
talk
that's who
about
I'm
like
petting right now. So like I kind of have like a for a moment of time I had a family tree of cats and
that.
but
Yeah.
I actually ended up choosing a male cat this time, so I'm not going to be dealing with no pregnant cats.
There you go.
Yeah.
Be like, I was the first
I pretty
time.
much had the same like family of cats for six years now.
Oh, damn, that's a
Yeah.
long time, dude. Hell yeah, congratulations for keeping the
Yeah,
family strong, bro.
might not be the same cat, but fuck it.
Still in the same
Yeah.
bloodline.
What about you? You got any pets?
You know, mine died like a month ago.
Oh, rest in peace.
Yeah, dude. So funny story about my cat. So I did have a cat. Her name was Maze. Not to get all like sobby and
No,
shit, you
you're
know,
good.
or whatever. But I saved this cat, you know. So like, 'cause I was at work one day, and I went out to the car wash, you know. Before I clock in, I'd always smoke a cigarette, you know, drink a cup of coffee. So I went
Word.
back there, you know, lit up a cigarette, started drinking my coffee, and then I kept hearing like this meow, you know. And I was like, what the fuck? So I run inside and I was like, has anyone heard a cat all day? Like, I'm not the only smoker here. Has anyone else heard a cat out there? And everyone was like, no. And me and a friend of mine were just talking that day about me needing to get a pet, right? So it was like a sign from God, bro. I'm
That's
telling you.
wild.
And so come to find out, my cat had what they call Manx syndrome. So she was born without like pretty much the back half of her ass. So
Oh,
like she was born without a tail.
damn.
Yeah, and she had like so I'm, you know, my friend Sadie, shout out to her, she basically nursed that cat back to
That's
health.
cool.
And yeah, and when it was ready, you know, so I had the cat for, she wasn't even a year old yet, and then some shit happened. She ended up passing away, so I had to bury her last month.
Damn.
So that's about it. But my roommate's dog, she's like my plus one, you know.
Word. That's dope as shit. What kind of dog
She
is it?
loves me. It's like a pit bull and like blue
Dude,
heeler
pit bulls are the
mix.
best. I don't like dogs, but I like other people's dogs.
You know, it's so sad, dude, because pits are so like
Dude,
judged
for real,
and
like
they're
if
such
I'm gonna
beautiful
have a
creatures.
dog, it's gonna be a pit.
Exactly, you know, and everyone's all like, oh, they're dangerous. No, not really. It's just all how you
For
train
real.
them and stuff, you know, how,
Like a good
you know.
trained pit is probably one of the best dogs in the world.
Oh yeah, most
Shout out
definitely.
my homie, Salty
So
Rivers.
I'm gonna
His dog, Lua. That dog's beautifully trained, bro.
Aw, that's a beautiful
Yeah.
name,
He
dude.
also
So I'm gonna ask you real quick.
go
I'm
ahead.
gonna, what is your favorite? You know, you know, you spoke earlier about taking a dab. What's your favorite strand of
Ooh, I
pot?
heard you talking with
Your favorite.
Psychosis about this. I was thinking about it. I'd have to say Jet Fuel's always been the shit.
Ooh, that's some good
But
shit. I do enjoy some jet fuel.
one of my favorites that I've ever had, like flavor wise, was probably like Durban Poison, like a flower.
Well, see, Durban, that's,
And then
yeah. Can't go wrong with
with
Durban Poison.
concentrates, I prefer the diamonds. That motherfuckers fuck you up, bro.
Oh, see, I don't have, think I've ever had that brand,
Well,
actually.
it's just like a certain type of a like type of wax. It's like
Yeah.
kind of like a sugar almost, and it's like super potent.
Ooh, so it's like that sugarcane wax, like that
Yeah,
honeycomb
yeah.
wax.
Take a fat dab of
Oh,
Nudie
good
Giraffe
shit.
Pussy on top of Empire State.
Most definitely. All right. So we got a couple minutes left. So I wanna, do you got any new projects you wanna let our listeners know that you're gonna come out with? You got any recent projects coming
Yeah,
out?
so I
You can
got a
look
little
forward to.
mixtape that I'm working on. It's about like 9 to 12 albums. It's called People's Poet. I'm like two
Ooh, I'm
songs, like I got just got to record like two more songs and it should be out. I'm not gonna say a month, but a couple, I'd say in a couple like 3 4 months. It should be out. And then I'm also working on a R&B album called Bone Music. And
Ooh, I like
yeah,
that.
so
So you're gonna be doing a little singing on
yeah,
there?
I'm trying to get
Hell yeah.
them bitches wet, you feel? But
Hey man, R&B is the way to
it's
do
out there.
it too. You already know. Fucking better bring your water wings,
Hell yeah.
bro. But anyway, so we're gonna wrap this up. I wanna thank everyone for listening to this episode with our special guest, and it has been an honor having you on here, Bonesy. Thank you so
Oh,
much for
thank
your
you,
time.
bro.
It has been amazing, bro. And always, It's always a good time talking to you, man. And you guys are killing it out there, dude. And keep pushing forward, man. Don't let no one fucking stop you guys, man. You guys are doing some good shit
Yes,
out
thank
there.
you, bro.
And coming from a different state, and see, coming from a different state, I see that shit. So that, you know, you guys are doing something good. So keep it
Hell
up,
yeah, I
man.
appreciate it.
And definitely keep working. And also, to all my listeners out there, go ahead and follow Bonesy on his Facebook page, all of his social media. Go ahead and tell him where to find you there.
You can find me on Facebook, Mikey Bonesy Zumbo. I'm on YouTube, Bonesy underscore 307, and I'm also on SoundCloud as Bonesy.
All right, so definitely be sure to check out Bonesy, and trust me, guys, you will not regret it. 307's got some amazing shit coming out. And like I said, it's always a pleasure having you, man. Thank you so much, Bonesy, for hopping
Hell
up
yeah,
in
thank
here.
you.
Want to give any shout outs before we end this podcast today?
Shout out everybody in my 307 community, fucking doing their thing. Shout out B Shook. Shout out I forgot the name of the place that's letting you do your shit, but shout out them for
Dart Productions.
shout out them for giving us the opportunity to fucking give a space to do this stuff. And then just fucking everybody in my fucking community, keep doing your shit. Keep you do keep doing your shit. Fuck. I don't know, I'm just drunk.
Hell yeah. You're like, I'm just drunk at this point. Hell yeah, man. So when you talk to everyone, tell them I said what's up. If you have anyone interested in being on a podcast that just goes into space and whoever listens, listens, go ahead and send them my way to B Shook Music, MLLH Podcast. You already know it's MLLH, more love, less hate. And until next time, my guys, you guys have a wonderful evening. And again, thank you so much, Bonesy, for being on today's
Hell yeah.
episode. It's wonderful, man. Wonderful night, and to all my people out there, I love you guys, and spread more love and less hate. And you know what? Stop spreading fucking diseases.
God damn it. God damn
So
it.
yes. So as that, have a wonderful evening,
Hell yeah.
everyone.
Don't
MLLH.
see.